Hey, good morning. 1/29/2024 chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital, Dr. Ogunleye, O-G-U-N-L-E-Y-E. Date of service, 1/26/2024. First patient, MJ, 56-year-old male, presents with heart issues, in quotation, dizziness, blood pressure 177 over 108. Patient had a full cardiac workup, CBC, CMP, D-dimer, BNP, CT of the head because of dizziness and EKG, all were negative. Was sent home with metformin. Blood pressure was 140 over 90, doing much better now. He has a history of cardiac stent, but he had no chest pain. That was repeatedly noted. Next patient is EJ, 3-year-old child with arm injury with a fractured radius. Treated appropriately, mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is JA, 41-year-old with sore throat, earache, blood pressure 173 over 105, positive strep, treated with PEN-BK, blood pressure came down to 158 over 98, doing much better today. Thought Dr. O did a great job. Next patient is HB, 21-year-old with some kind of nose injury, perfectly normal exam. They did not want any x-ray or CT scan, patient says she's doing fine and was happy with the care received. And by the way, the exam was totally negative. Next patient is SI, 75-year-old, comes in with exposure to gas leak, headache, dizziness. Patient had blood sugar out of control, CMP, CBC, cardiac workup, A1C, TSH, D-dimer, ABGs, chest x-ray, EKG, and swab tests were all negative. His blood pressure elevation was treated with lisinopril 5 milligrams, and Dr. O documented that he refused admission. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is SB, 22-year-old with a nail in the foot that was removed at home. X-ray negative, puncture wound treated with Levaquin, doing much better. She says there's nothing there now and liked the doctor very much. Next patient is SB, 19-year-old with vaginal bleeding and body aches, CBC, CMP, TSH, urinalysis, UPT, UDS, pelvic ultrasound, totally negative, treated with Motrin 200, was happy with the care received. It's important to note that Dr. O did an ultrasound, pelvic ultrasound, even though she wasn't pregnant, just to make sure he didn't miss anything. Next patient is RP, 26-year-old with severe low back pain, kidney stones 3 weeks ago, refused workup, wanted more Norco, of course did not get. He was given Cipro, and when I called the patient, she said she went to the hospital that originally diagnosed her kidney stones. She refused workup there as well and was sent home and doing about the same. She liked the service she received at TEH. GF is a 22-year-old with the right hand pain, diagnosed with sprain, with negative x-rays. Like Dr. O very much. Next patient is SH, 60-year-old, presents with knee pain after he heard a pop in his knee 3 months ago, did nothing about it. X-ray showed a tibial fracture, wildly displaced, W-I-D-L-Y, wildly displaced, with bone fragments, possible ACL tear, and the ultrasound showed DVT. He was sent to Kingwood. Kingwood gave him muscle blood thinner, sent him home, said he has to wait 3 weeks to have the fracture fixed. He liked the doctor at Texas Emergency. Next patient is SW, 57-year-old woman, fell 2 days ago, comes in with low back pain, CT negative, treated with Mobex, sent home. Did not answer the phone, left message. AH is a 17-year-old young lady with chest pain, body ache, chest x-ray swab test negative, treated with albuterol, sent home. Mom said she's doing fine, went to school today. Next patient is PK, 66-year-old with low back pain, fell 2 weeks ago, was given Toradol, CT of the hip and pelvic were negative, sent home with Mobic and Flexrail. She did not answer her phone today. Thank you.